In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is most appropriate that the seminary chose for the Seminary Guild's Donation Day the Feast of St. Luke. For on this day, we celebrate the words of Jesus in St. Luke, and Jesus speaks there in this gospel about almsgiving more than any other gospel, mercy giving, whereby we embody in our lives Christ's mercy and compassion. The theme of mercy is most clearly captured in the collect for the Feast of St. Luke. It addresses God the Father, whose blessed Son called St. Luke the physician to be an evangelist and physician of the soul, and then it petitions him to grant that the healing medicine of your word and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you. Now, scholars have determined that there is no evidence that Luke in his gospel or the book of Acts uses more medical terminology than any other book in the New Testament. The only evidence we have that Luke is a physician is that passing reference to St. Paul in Colossians. And yet the church hands down to us this collect, a collect that really is about mercy, that Luke the physician is called to be an evangelist and physician of the soul. I believe that the evidence for Luke the beloved physician may be found elsewhere. For at the center of his gospel is Jesus Christ, the Creator, who has come to his creation to release it from the diseases of our souls and bring in a new creation. Jesus heals his creation by casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead, and forgiving sins. And he does it by the power of his word, a word that creates what it says. And so he rebukes the demon and says, "Be silent and come out of him," and it happens. Or he tells the paralytic, "Rise up and take your pallet and go to your home," and immediately he is healed. And to the widow's son at Nain he says, "Young man, I say to you, be raised," and the dead man sits up and begins to speak. And to the sinful woman at the Pharisee's Sabbath meal, he says, "Your sins have been forgiven you." And she departs in peace. Now, all these things come from Christ's word as the word made flesh. These miracles testify that already now in Christ, God has invaded his creation and is blessing it by releasing it from its bondage because of its fallenness. This freedom from the captives, as Jesus announces in his sermon in Nazareth, is real. In Jesus, all creation is undergoing a healing. His mercy is for all. He comes not to bring judgment on the world, but to bring mercy and compassion through miracles of healing. And yet the world rejects his healing by rejecting him. At the cross, all sin, sickness, and death is placed upon him. And the world grows dark, and it shakes at its very foundations, and it is recreated. Healing of the whole creation by the blood of Jesus comes only after the Creator dies. Healing comes through pain and suffering and death. Healing comes through the shedding of the blood of Jesus. When Jesus sent out the 72 into the harvest, all he is doing is sending them out to do what he has done. As he himself says, to heal the sick and say, "The kingdom of God has come near." The kingdom they proclaimed was the reality of this new creation in Jesus. Liberation and healing through word and miracle. This proclamation was centered in a word of absolution: peace to this house. The 72 demonstrated this peace by their very presence. Sent out without provisions, the Lord of the harvest provided for them through the hospitality of those who received them as heralds of this peace. Peace was the medicine for lives broken by sin and sickness and death. In their preaching, in their miracles, the kingdom of God was near, a foretaste of the peace first announced by the angel at Jesus' birth, and the peace that now reigns in heaven. As the collect for St. Luke says, word and sacraments are the healing medicine of the church. Or in the words of St. Ignatius of Antioch, the medicine of immortality. You have been healed by water and blood, by word and spirit. Pastors are sent out into the harvest as lambs in the midst of wolves, armed with word and meal, the means for mission and for healing. They take this medicine into sick rooms and nursing homes, to the brokenhearted and to captives, to sinners like you and me. And they proclaim to them, to us, that the kingdom of God draws near. And the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, now rests upon us. And in the presence of the Lamb, we will celebrate with all the saints a foretaste of the feast to come. And for this Jesus says, "Rejoice that your names are written in the heavens." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.